Welcome back, everybody. Jumping Yomi Titter, Titter of Zion, I'm amazed. We're on the very bottom of the Zion of an house. We say Gufa. We had said earlier, Amar Rabba Rabba said that, that if someone puts schach over an open mavoi that has a lechi on it, the sukkah is going to be valid. Since a lechi is viewed as a small wall in regard to Hilchos Shabbos, it's also going to work for sukkahs as well. This is part of that migel that we said, since it's going to work for sukkahs, it'll work for Shabbos as well. Yomar Rabba and Rabba also said, Sikhe Gagabe Pase Biros Ksher, that if someone puts schach over well boards, this is a halacha within Hilchos Shabbos, where the halacha is that a well is a rishis hayachid, so how is someone going to get anything from a well and take it out? Because then you're going to be going from rishis hayachid to rishis haram. So you put like four little planks, four little tefach long things on the four corners, and that turns it into a separate rishis hayachid. So this is going to work for Shabbos, and now it's also going to work for sukkahs as well. So we see this mitoch, this migo type thing, this again, this concept that since something works for Shabbos or sukkahs, it's going to work for the other one as well. So we have three different situations. Comes Gemara and says Tzricha, and we need all of these situations to say migo for Rabba in all these situations. The Ashmina Mavoi, because if we only had the case of a Mavoi Mishum Dika Shtei Tefanos Ma'ayis, so that's going to be okay in a case, because since there are two proper walls and the third one is just going to allow a lechi as the third wall, that's why it's going to be okay. Avagabe base biros, but certainly concerning the case of the well boards, the lecha shtei tefanos ma'ayis, so where there's no two kasher walls, it's just four little tiny walls on the four corners, I would say no, that we're not going to apply that concept of migo in that situation. V'yash minam pase biros. And now, additionally, if we only had the well situation, mishum di ikashem arba Tefanos. So the reason why that would be okay is because even though they are not any individual kosher walls, there are still four walls. That's why maybe it would be okay over there. But to put a schach over an open mavoi, like a shame, arba tefanos, where there are not four normal walls, so there I would say no. And if we had these two rulings, and it was these two things that we said is going to be okay, but we did not learn the halach that a tefach wide third wall is going to be used as a Shabbos partition is going to be okay. So we would think, mechamirta lekilta, that I would allow migo to go only from the strict thing, from Shabbos to Sukkah, aval michilta l'chamir te'imelo, but to use something, just because something is good for Sukkahs, doesn't mean it'd be good for Shabbos. But Tzricha, that's why we needed all three of these rulings of Rabbah, to teach us that we do apply this migo, this mito, to say that since something's allowed for Shabbos, it's going to be allowed for Sukkahs, and vice versa. Good. Then we say, v'shech hamasa, meruah mitzil t'psul. We said that a Sukkah whose sunlight is greater than its shade is going to be possible. Tan Rabban and Rabbah, son, shabbaisach hamasa, mechmas, sikoch, v'lo machmas tefano. So when we said that it needs more shade than sunlight, that's only talking about the schach, where there can't be more sunlight than shade. But if it's from the walls, that's not going to be a problem. Rabbi Yoshi, Omer, Rabbi Yoshi disagrees, says, no, af mechamas tefanos. Even if the sunlight is coming from the walls, that's going to be a problem, and it's going to make the sukkah puzzle. So, Amar Avim, Arbar, Shlemya, Mishmei, Dabaye, my time at Rabbi Yoshi, what's the reason for Rabbi Yoshi, who says that the sun of the walls can also invalidate? Because the pasuk says in the screen vasakosa the aron and the with the parochas mechitzes, so the parochas is a wall, the kakari rachman schacha, and even though it's a wall, we still call it some sort of schach, alma mechitzes kischach b'inan. So what we see from here is that the walls need to be like schach, and just like the schach provides shade, so too the walls need to provide shade, and therefore if we had more sunlight than shade, it would be a problem even if it's coming from the walls. Rabbanan, what would the Rabbanan say back to that? Who the nechof be purta nemechzei kischach? No, when we said that the parochas is like a schach, that teaches us that the parochas should be bent over slightly at the top so it looks like a roof, but nothing to do with it actually being like a schach in any capacity. Good. Now comes the Gemara, is going to go into many different teachings, all based on a single premise. So Amar Rabbi Abai says, Rabbi v'Rabbi Yoshi v'Rabbi Yehuda v'Rabbi Shimon v'Rabbi Gamliel b'Shamai v'Rabbi Lazer v'Rabbi Eliezer v'Achirim ku sviru desuka diras keva b'inan. So all of these people hold that we need to have the sukkah as a diras keva, as a place where you can live permanently in theory. So we're going to show how each of them hold that this is true based on different statements that they make. So Rebbe Ditani, so we learn from Rebbe from a Brisa, Rebbe Omer, Rebbe says, kol sukkah she'im ba arba amos, al arba amos psula, that any sukkah that's not arba by arba amos is going to be pasul. So we see, because you need to have some sort of fixed residence. You need to have a diras keva in order for it to be good, at least something that's fit to be a diras keva. Rebbe Yoshi ha'damran, Rebbe Yoshi that which we just said, which is that we're not allowed to allow to have a situation where the walls are going to allow so much sunlight, because it needs to be a place where you could live like in a regular diras kever. Rabbi Yehuda Titnan, how do we know Rabbi Yehuda holds this? Because it says in the Mishnah, Sukkah Shigavo Lamal Miashimama Psula, Rabbi Yehuda Machshir, that there's a machlokas in our Mishnah, whether you can have a sukkah above 20 amos high. Rabbi Yehuda says that it's going to be totally fine, because again, Rabbi Yehuda seems to hold, as long as it could be fixed in a regular manner, meaning in a diras keva type of way, where you can live in it permanently, that's going to be a good, valid sukkah. Rabbi Shimon Ditanya, how do we know Rabbi Shimon holds this? Because it says, Shtaim kiel chasun, shkishas tafi utefach. Rabbi Shimon omer shlosh kiel chasun, revias tafi utefach. Because in the machlokas that we saw the other day about how many walls you need by sukkah, Rabbi Shimon holds you really need four walls because we want to, again, have it as much of a diras keva as possible. Rabbi Gamliel Ditanya, how do we know Rabbi Gamliel holds this? Because of the braisa, it says, sukkasu barosh ha'agala, barosh ha'sfina. So, if one were to make a sukkah on top of a wagon or on top of a ship, Rabbi Gamliel posts over Rabbi Akiva Machshir, Rabbi Gamliel says that's not going to be good. So it seems Rabbi Gamliel would hold that that's not something which is fit as a diras keva, and that's why it's not going to be good. Beis Shammai did not have, we know Beis Shammai holds this because it says in the Mishnah, Misha Yerosh of Rubo Basuka, Bishulchan B'sukkah, I said if someone has his head and most of his body in the sukkah and his table is inside the house, Beis Shammai posts when they sell Machshirin. Beis Shammai says it's going to be possible because again, Beis Shammai seems to hold that a sukkah has to be large enough to have one's table as well, so that way it could be considered a diras keva. Rabbi Eliezer did not, how do we know Rabbi Eliezer holds this? Because the Mishnah says, Ha'usa sukkah so kimin srif o shesham sumacha la kosel. If someone made his sukkah like a hut or he leaned it against the wall, Rabbi Eliezer posts, so if he shein lagad, Rabbi Eliezer said it's not going to be good because it has no roof. Chacham Machshirin, the Chacham say it's going to be okay. But again, we see Rabbi Eliezer says it's going to be possible because it doesn't look like a fixed situation. It doesn't look like a diras keva. Achirim d'tanya, how do we know that the achirim also hold that you need to have a diras keva? Achirim omrim sukkah ha'suya b'kishovach psua, that a sukkah that's made round like a chicken coop is not going to be good. Lefishein la zavios, because it has no corners and thus is not similar to a diras keva. Also, this is how we know that all this is going to be true. So tomorrow we're going to discuss the circular sukkah, whether that's going to be good. Is there a certain size that's going to be okay? But this is Daf Zayin Rav Eliezer, and should have a wonderful, wonderful day.